hello and welcome
to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat, that's C-A-T, staring a hole right through me. Kat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify. We can be found on Apple Podcasts and many podcast platforms. You also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. And if you found me on TikTok, we'll TikTok to you. The two towns we're going to shout out today where we have some listeners are here in the United States of America. One is Polo, Missouri. Polo became a little town back in 1871 when M.J. Stone sold Oliver Ferriby an acre of land there to have its first store there in Polo. And, of course, after they built that, they built a railroad station there for the Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul Railroad Company. Our other town is Fremont, California. There's plenty to do in Fremont. Beautiful Lake Elizabeth, Central Park, Mission San Jose. Fremont is like the heart or the brain and the innovative roots there in the Silicon Valley. Fremont is also known as the hardware side of the bay. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is never in short supply here on the back porch. You know, the way things have been going today, it looks like I may accidentally get drunk on purpose tonight. Today, I'm back on the 12-year-old scotch, Glenlivet. That's my scotch of choice. Kat, what you got?
I have only ever created one drink in my life, and I'm sipping it tonight. It's called the Pink Lady Appletini. I have some gin, some apple brandy, some apple cider, a little bit of grenadine, and simple syrup.
Of course, simple syrup. Every drink you have. What is it called again?
Pink Lady Appletini.
Pink Lady Appletini.
Because there's a Pink Lady apple, and I made it kind of look like the color.
It looks pretty good.
Candy apple color-ish.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right, lately I've noticed when I go to run errands, I run into people who are a little on the rude side. I don't know if it's me. I'm asking for it. I'm giving off a bad aura. I don't know why people are coming at me, but all this happened in like 1 week span. I go to the Food Lion grocery store down the road from here. Food Lion's a grocery store where you just get the basics, ketchup, paper plates.
Dog food.
Yeah, frozen pizza stuff. You don't go in there and buy no steaks or chicken or nothing at the Food Lion. I think they're out of North Kakalaki. So I go in there, grab a couple of things, and I grab two gift certificates. Go up to the lady at register number 4. She says, you have to go to the customer service area for those gift cards. So I go over there. Nobody's home. Then here comes the store manager. Now, I've seen this dude before. He rings me up, brings up the gift cards, and I say, thank you. And he just gives me the dirty look and walks away. And this man, he does have kind of a mean-looking face, and he just looked at me like, you can get out of my store. I leave there. I go over to the Quickie Mart across the street. Walk in there. There's this big, blonde-headed lady in there. Behind the counter, like early 60s, late 50s, behind the counter. So she's on the computer doing inventory or whatever. So she turns around to me and says, you need something? Now, I was going to get gas, lotto tickets, ciggies, all the stuff you do in a Quickie Mart. But she's over there where she's sitting. I noticed she has this breakfast biscuit from McDonald's. And she's got the wrapper all splayed out like it's a placemat. And all I see is this shiny grease. So I made a last minute decision and just went, I just get some gas. I didn't want her touching anything that she was going to hand to me after touching that grease bomb she had scored at McDonald's. Now, a couple days later, I foolishly go in this Quickie Mart again. Same bitch, different day. Same mean look, same condescending attitude. I go, yeah, give me a pack of Marlboro Lighties Special Select. So she gives me the F you look because she's got to stand up now and walk 2 feet, grabs the smokes, and just slings them across the counter. No bull, just a totally freaking rude bitch. Take Cat to the doctor's appointment. If you listen to a couple podcasts back, Kat snapped her ankle, and we've been navigating, getting through it.
We see the finish line I've had here.
So we got a few doc visits. Drop her off at the entrance there, the front door. Then I get to ride around looking for a parking spot. And that's right, we got hospitals around here where there's nowhere to park.
Well, there are parking spaces there for patients, but we have a feeling some people are taking those.
It's a screw job. So I find a space, go inside. Now, Kat's already been taken in the back to a room to go see the doc. So I walk up to the magic door where you enter to go back to the rooms where you see the doctor. And as I'm walking up to it, the magic door opens. And one of the nurses is standing there right in front of me. So I ask her, do you know what room Catherine's in? And in the rudest voice, she goes, go up to the front desk if you want to know where she is. Now, at this point, I'd have had about enough. Okay, I got bitch slap at the grocery store. The fat blonde chick at the Quickie Mart has told me to piss off twice. And now I'm in the doctor's office and I'm getting shit talked to. So at this point, I have had enough. I'm not letting anybody get over. But I'm not proud of what I did. Don't do it. Don't do this at home. So I turn away from her and I say, you fucking asshole. And I say it out loud. Now, she's been taking patients back and forth all morning to those rooms back there. But when I go up and ask her where my wife is, she tells me to beat it. So when I drop the you fucking asshole, not in her face, but to the crowd in the waiting room. I almost started a riot in that bitch. I did. Again, I'm not proud of this.
This place was crowded when I walked in.
I'm not proud of it. I kind of lost my head for a second. And so the ones who heard me, because people did hear me, they took notice. Now, some of these patients who had appointments to see the doc at like 9 a.m., they're still sitting there at 10. So they start getting a little hostile. Again, I take the blame. I dropped a negative vibe in this waiting room. I was wrong. Again, I just asked the nurse a simple question, and she was rude as hell. So the ones that were sitting around there waiting for they started going up to the front desk like, are we getting back there today or what? I mean, next thing I know, there's baseball bats coming out.
Knocked him over the tipping point there.
I don't know. Now, here's another one. The hits just keep coming. I hit the grocery store, a different one, Publix, which it's a little nicer store. They have a pharmacy that's never busy. I love it. Most of the dope peddlers out here, CVS, Walgreens, they're always like backed up, drive through inside. The pill counters just can't kick it out fast enough. So I go to the pharmacy at Publix. And I say, yeah, I need the Allegra D 24-hour 15 count. It's allergy medicine. It's that time of year. Now, there's this old broad, and I've dealt with this lady before, so I know this is not going to go well. After I tell her what I want, she comes back with, again, sometimes it's not what you say. It's how you freaking say it. I need to see your ID before you get anything. Like, whoa, back up, Grandma. I mean, I'm like, really?
The alternative to that would, oh, I need to see your ID, please.
So
you didn't get that, no.
So instead of dropping the fuck you asshole like I did in the waiting room, I looked down, I counted to three, took a breath. I looked down and I said to myself, I said, don't retaliate. Don't do it. So, again, I don't know what this broad's problem is. Anytime I go in there, she's cranky as hell. I guess the old lady's pissed off. I don't know. She married a drunk or something, and she still has to work at this age. I don't know.
Menopause is hitting.
So under my breath, and I think I just mouthed it. I just mouthed it. Old rude bitch. I didn't say it out loud. That's all I did. I got my allergy meds and was on my way. And again, I don't get it. People working at what customer-oriented jobs, and they're so fucking rude. And look, I don't need anybody to bow down, kiss the ring, shine my shoes, none of that shit. Just talk to me like you got some sense. I mean, you know, you always hear Northerners are rude and Southerners have what we call down here, what, hospitality?
Right.
Well, that's a load of bullshit. Okay. We're here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, emphasis on common. And Kitty Cat and I, we've been to New York. We've been up north a couple times. And hell, they're way nicer up there, you know, than what we put up with down here. I don't know. All right, here we go. Same week in the life of Steve Scotch. I hit this pub grocery store again. I think they're out of Florida, the Publix. I grab a few things, head to aisle number 6, elderly lady at the checkout. She goes, how's your day going? I go, life's good on my end. She comes back with, you're awful chipper today. I'm thinking, why would she say that? And she said that because she's working as a checkout lady and she has to deal with rude ass customers all day. Where all the hate's coming from? Why is everybody in a hurry, pissed off? I have no idea. You know, I know if you live in like a nice little town or city where everybody knows everybody, smiles, waves when you go down the road, you go to the gas station, grocery store, hit the hardware store, you get smiles and can I help you? And then if you have all that, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But out here on the outskirts of Richmond, Virginia, it's a little different story. And again, so why are some people just rude, mad at the world? I guess it could be many reasons. They hate their job?
Could be.
So I'm going to take it really out on the customer.
Really weren't built for customer service.
Maybe they just broke up with their significant other, okay? Maybe they have financial problems, family problems. It could be any of these or something else. I guess the question is just how to deal with people who are not nice, especially in the workplace. It's really tricky working with rude people because you got to look at them every day. And me kind of being a hothead, I kind of always want to bite back at somebody when they're pushing my buttons. As I've gotten older here on the back porch, I found out the best way to handle these rude people is just let it go.
Let it go.
I actually kind of chuckle in their face when somebody doesn't treat me kindly. I just kind of do a little laugh and just pretend they're not even there. That's probably the best way to handle it. Let it go. Move on. You know, of course, sometimes that's easier said than done. Don't know what's going on. Just seems like a lot of people just aren't cool to each other anymore. And it's, you know, being nice is kind of fading away. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, it's One Tough Awesome Lady. Edith Wharton?
Right.
Born in 1862 from New York City, New York. Edith Wharton was an American writer, a designer, first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for her novel.
Age of Innocence.
Yes. House of Mirth and Ethan Frome were also two very popular books by Edith Wharton.
Very important pieces in American literature.
Yes. Came from a wealthy family. And their last name was actually Jones. And right. That's where the phrase keeping up with the Joneses came from. Mm. Edith Wharton, like I said, born into a well-to-do family. But she didn't kind of take to that lifestyle where women were supposed to be put on display, right? And all right. prissied up.
I mean, she went through the whole marriage market and, you know, did like her parents wanted her to do. And, you know, bankers, merchants, lawyers lived their lives of leisure. But Edith took another route. I mean, she did marry fairly well, but she decided she wanted to be a writer.
Well, she wanted to learn.
Right.
She was into fashion too. You know, she didn't take to the spoils, you know, of the New York upper class, but she did use it for contents in her books.
Right.
She loved to travel. She crossed the Atlantic 60 freaking times.
She okay? was a big
and they didn't have a private jet back then.
Yeah, she was a big help during World War I, yeah. Raised a lot of funds. Worked for people who were refugees with the Red Cross.
Yes. A great, great lady. Edith Wharton, and probably nobody's even heard of her.
Well, no, people have heard of her. She wrote like, authored 48 books, and they weren't all literature. A lot were on design. She had this beautiful house called The Mount that she created and, you know, expertly decorated. It was a beautiful marble hallway. She was just a very well-rounded person. You know, she had a lot of interests and stuff.
Again, we've mentioned that several times on here about people way, way back in the day. They didn't just centralize on one thing.
Right.
They ventured off.
I mean, 48 books. She didn't just write about...
Well, she didn't publish her first novel till she was 40 years old.
Right. So sometimes it's just having the confidence to do things, and it takes you a while to figure out how talented you are.
Yep. You know, it's never too late. 40 years old, she got published. She wrote poems, like Kat said, books on design, travel. She did a memoir.
1930, Edith became the first woman to be elected to the American Academy of Arts and Letters.
Also inducted to the National Women's Hall of Fame, and that makes Edith Wharton one tough, awesome lady. The dog is on my foot. All right, are we still watching stuff?
We're watching, and we watched something, as we just talked about. I have been having a lot of time to watch stuff, and one of the things I got to watch was The Bear. I'm kind of late to the game, of course.
I'm glad you watched it because it won so many awards. Was it last year or the beginning of this year?
Well, it was weird because last year, which was really this year because of the strike, they had the last year's Emmy Awards kind of back in the springtime. And then they had this year's awards just a few weeks ago.
I had never heard of it, and it kept going up on stage and getting every award.
Right. And it's about a young chef that wants to make the family business into a fine dining establishment from the family sandwich shop. And the big joke has been whether or not this show is actually a comedy or a drama. I'm at odds at sometimes. I think it's been just a drama that had a few jokes in it.
Oh.
Anyway, I've, you know,
so that's the catch.
You that's the know. Catch. The Bear won like a record-setting 11 Emmys, 23 nominations. this a few weeks ago.
Where does the bear come from?
It's from their from his nickname as a kid. Anyway, it's a very good show. It's very and all the characters are really really well fleshed out. And something Steve will like when he ever gets to sit down and watch it is the music. There's a lot of, the guy who created, he also picks the music for this thing. It's a lot of REM and a lot of music that you like, is REM. Going on, REM's in the background. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I watched all three seasons. And I'm not the only one that says it's a great show. At 97 on Rotten Tomatoes, so I'm not the only one. Anyway, if you really want to have the time and want to sit down and have a good thing to watch, I would recommend The Bear. You can catch up with it on Hulu.
All right. Okay, it's that time. It's called Shot of the Week.
And I picked one that it's this time of year, you're trying to watch something cozy. And one thing people like to watch when it's cozy movie time is rewatch some Harry Potter. And this is the Butterbeer shot. it's half an ounce of whipped cream vodka, half an ounce of butterscotch schnapps, half an ounce of cream soda. And you put a little whipped cream on top and a little butterscotch or caramel.
Ken has really gone on all out. It does look like dessert, and it smells like it too. This is going to be as sweet as it gets. All right, down the hatch.
Oops. Hmm. It is really sweet.
It's butterscotchy, which I love butterscotch. I want some of those little candies now. Oh. What was that called again?
It is called the Butterbeer shot. I mean, if you go to Disney, they have like Butterbeer drinks, I guess, when you go.
I've never heard of Butterbeer.
Disney. And what's the other one? Warner Brothers? Whatever.
Where does the beer come from? Why does it
say? It's just called Butterbeer. See, this cat over here has never watched Harry Potter a minute in his life. And when the kids would finally get away from the Hogwarts, they would go have a Butterbeer.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm out of the loop.
So all you cats that really like Harry Potter.
You'll like this.
You'll like this.
Ooh, all right. Very, thank you, Kat.
Very reminiscent of the Butterbeer.
All right. Band of the Week. It was Suki Waterhouse, 32 years young, from Hammersmith, England. Alice Suki Waterhouse. Not just another pretty face, singer, songwriter, actress, and model. Suki has walked the runway for all the top fashion labels, right?
She's quite a looker.
And now she walks up to the microphone. And she does it pretty well. Suki Waterhouse has released two albums, a few singles so far. We were bumpered in with a song called Super Bad off the album Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin. Super Bad. It's a super cool tune.
If you want to check out Suki, she's going to be in Washington, D.C. at the Anthem December 11th at 8 o'clock.
All right. She has opened up for Swiftie on the Never Ending Eras tour.
Money me made.
I don't know. I don't want to get personal, but her dating habits a little strange. A couple musicians, a couple actors, dated Bradley Cooper, but what young girl hasn't?
She's an ambassador for the Global Wildlife Conservation, loves kickboxing, dancing for exercise.
Great. And she had a kid with Robert Pattinson, who was in what?
Twilight, right?
Oh, he wasn't in Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah. He was in Harry Potter,
Wow.
Too.
Hello.
I was thinking of the thing he was more known for.
Is this a Harry Potter podcast? And I've never read the book or watched any of it. But she had a kid with him. Okay, hello. But who am I to judge? Check out Suki Waterhouse, wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.